2-1-0.
Mira, y'all, this is Natasha with Norteño T10. Now on Latina Podcasters Network. All right, 2-1-0. Hey guys, it's Natasha with Norteño T10 Podcast. Thank you to VodPod Media for producing and housing, and to Latina Podcast Network for having me in your network. Guys, if you are listening to this on your streaming platforms, then go watch it on YouTube. And if you're watching this, then go follow me on your streaming platforms. So today I am here with, please introduce yourself.
My name is Brittany.
All right, Brittany, and what do you do?
I'm a business owner. I have a medical, I have a salon in the medical center that has been open for about a year now.
Congratulations.
So, yes, I'm really excited about that because it's definitely been a huge journey and a lot of trials faced for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about it. Like some of those trials, right, along the way, what have you kind of run into opening up a business?
So we kind of went into opening the business with no direction, no planning.
Okay.
It was something my business partner asked me if we wanted to do, and I said yes. And we took on this challenge. We went to go find a building in the medical center, signed the lease that day, and the building was completely empty. It just had a Coke machine in the middle of it.
Wild.
Yeah. So I was downtown Lashing at the time, and they wanted, just for the sign alone, 13 grand up front, and then to sign the contract, 8,000. And I was like, we didn't really think what we were getting ourselves into. And at that, you know, our kids, like just being single moms. And I was just like, oh my gosh. But we didn't look back. And now we've been open a year.
Wild. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. So what's the name of your business?
CBXLA Beauty Lounge.
Okay. And what are some of the things you guys do?
So there's 6 individual artists there. We do cosmetic teeth whitening, body sculpting, eyelashes, eyebrows, semi-permanent makeup, facials, chemical peels, the full waxing, if I didn't mention that. We also are now hiring employees, so we're open 7 days a week. So I have somebody that works under me. Her name is Rihanna. And so we never say no to anyone. We're open 7 days a week as early as like 8 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we try to. There's some hustlers in there. The ladies are really on it. And if you call for an appointment, somebody's going to get you in.
Yes, I love that. So it's kind of like a one-stop shop.
It is. The only thing we don't offer is the nails and the hair, but we're working on that. But we use that salon to start our business, and I feel like in such a short amount of time, we're already outgrowing it. Because the first year, our goal was just to network. We hit all the networking events that we could in San Antonio. Yeah. Like, I don't care what it was. It was whatever it was. We were at the club events. We were at the Christian events. Yeah. We were at the any kind of women networking events, or realtor events, everything.
Good.
Yeah, and it was just to get, you know, our name out there, because who was CBXLA? No one knows CBXLA. And it's still a growing.
Yeah.
But definitely did a lot within that year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I feel like a lot of business owners don't take that into account. Yes, it's going to take a lot of time and money on your part, right? Having a business, but it's the networking.
Yes. And then who are you? Like, you're honestly, you're nobody when you start your business. So, and it still might take a couple years for people to get to know you, but you have to start somewhere. So we did a lot of investing. We still are, and a lot of losing money trying to figure out, you know, play with just a lot of things with the business. So it's definitely a learning experience. A lot of investing and a lot of time that you have to put in to build your name.
Absolutely. And I'm a business owner too. And so I think it's so funny when people are like, oh, it must be nice. You get to like sleep in or make your own hours. And I'm like, look,
you don't even sleep.
Literally, I'm like, when I'm asleep, I'm still working. Because I wake up and it's immediate, like phone calls, emails, meetings, you know, you
and
name it.
Time away from your family and your kids. And then I was, you know, like I said, I'm by myself with 2 kids. My partner was going through her own personal business. So, and we didn't get approved for any loans or business loans, credit cards or anything like that. So everything that we had to do was weekly goals, hitting a cash, like with cash, which is, that's just with lashing money.
Mm-hmm.
So the beauty industry is definitely booming. So that just shows you how much money you can make, because the salon came a long way. It looks so beautiful, and everything that is there, from the light fixtures to the floor, me and her did with lashing weekly goals.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. But that's what it takes. It's that sacrifice. Yes. Of pouring, literally pouring money, assets, resources, yourself into your business. Like, mm-hmm. it's not just, oh, yay, started a business. Like,
no. I cried. I don't know how many times I cried.
Yeah.
I cried so much. But I definitely think now looking back at it, and then we have employees now, you see them there and they're wearing their CBXLA shirts.
Yeah.
And they're representing your business that you didn't even, you know, you didn't even think it was going to make it. And or you didn't know where it was going. It's just it's a beautiful feeling. So
it is. Mm-hmm. So I like to talk to business owners and say, especially like, you know, the beauty business is saturated, right?
Yes.
So what separates you from other beauty business owners? And not to say like, oh, compare yourself. No, like, who are you?
So we're here at CBXLA, since we've opened, has stand for, we have such a genuine team. Like, when I say that we have a genuine team, that's the reason why we get clients that come back, is because we do different services, so we feed off of each other. Mm-hmm. So, you know, here's a client, she does this amazing work, we do a lot of referrals, but it's not about the money, it's about building that relationship with your clients. And we have done that on another level, to where I'm going to text you. I'm not just going to send you the booking link. I confirm with you on your appointment. I text you. I talk to you. I want to know what you want and what you dislike. That way I can meet your standards. And if you can't make it to your, it's just on a personal level. And I feel like the team that we have, we've supported each other. And I know that when you go to other salons, or, you know, just what I've heard, which I don't know, I don't know how they are, but mm-hmm. there's a lot of like bumping heads. There's a lot of backstabbing, or I'm taking your clients, mm-hmm. and it's not like that. Like, yeah. It's such a genuine support. And I feel like that's why we continue to have blessings at our salon.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But like you, Brittany, who are you?
So what has set me apart is, I feel like just bringing that dream together. So I'm from Abilene. I'm not from San Antonio. Mm-hmm. And I moved from Abilene because my mom had passed away from lung cancer. And my family there was living a different lifestyle. So a lifestyle that, again, you know, we go through, we have to break those generation curses. So mm-hmm. I literally got my income tax money with my two kids and I moved to San Antonio, not knowing which road to take. I don't have any family. I just moved with them.
Yeah.
And so when I put my heart and my work into CBXLA, and then I have my own business, Lash Effect,
mm-hmm.
it's more than money and it's more than clients. Like, this is where God wanted me. Mm-hmm. I had no direction. And now I own a salon with six amazing, beautiful women that are hustlers. And then I get to do great things like this and just get to share my story. And all that came from a lot of pain, a lot of traumas, mm-hmm. You know, losing loved ones, and just to see your kids, you know, be successful. So it hits different, I feel like, when I work with my clients. It really does.
No, for sure.
And they feel it.
Yeah, because it's not, like you said, it's not just about the money.
No.
It's about that rapport, and also, like, literally packing up and coming to a city
mm-hmm.
and just trying to figure out life. Yeah, like,
and if I
true,
failed,
being
like,
successful.
Yes, and I always felt like if I failed, I didn't have anyone underneath me. Like, if I failed, I wasn't going to go back to Abilene. There was nothing there. And if I failed, I failed my kids.
Mm.
So this salon is just one stepping stone that I was able to accomplish in 7 months. We opened it in 7 months. Like, and we probably hit, I mean, at least over 75K. Like, and that's, like I said, we're just lashing money.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And way more than that for sure. But that is, this is just my stepping stone, and I want so much more so my kids can see that I'm successful,
yeah.
or that I'm, you know, I'm headed down a good path. And my family back home, I don't even talk to them, but they do watch, and they were the first ones to doubt me. They told me San Antonio was gonna eat me alive.
Really?
Yeah, because when you live in Abilene, have you been to Abilene?
I have not.
Yeah, it's small. Like, even the palm trees, when I first saw a palm tree, I was like, oh my gosh, there's a palm tree. Like, those things mean something to you because Abilene is so small.
Yeah.
So they told me San Antonio was gonna eat me alive. So just the journey, it's been wild, it's been crazy,
yeah.
on what you're able to do when you put your mindset to something.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And now you're cooking.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now you're like, I'm sorry, San Antonio, what?
Right.
San Antonio's going to what?
Right. Yeah. When I heard that, I did a lot of crying, though.
But that's motivation.
It is. I definitely use that as
motivation. I'm not going to lie. It's shitty motivation, but it's still motivation.
But I've been through a lot of trauma things, so I always use that as motivation. I use my pain to definitely grow.
Yeah.
So.
I think that, and that's good, because you could have easily been defeated and been like, you know what? You're right. I'm not going to do it.
A lot of people move back home. Yeah. If it's all you know, you end up going back home.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, hell no, I'm not going back home.
Yeah.
There's nothing there for me.
Yeah. Like, failure's not an option.
No, exactly. Yeah. I always say that. And then my brothers and everyone has ended up in prison. I have a son. And I was like, no, absolutely not.
Yeah. You're like, stopping that generational, mm-hmm. I don't want to say curse, but like the generational, you know, cycle.
Yes.
And good for you.
Thank
you. And now you have another one on the way.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. It was definitely, it's new. Because my daughter is 16 and my son's 14.
Yeah.
So I have a baby. He's, the baby's due in December 8th.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, a little Sagittarius baby.
Yes. Yes. And his dad's a Sagittarius too. So I'm like, oh Lord. And I'm a Scorpio.
Oh,
I don't
girl?
Even know how we made it.
Well.
I know.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Oh.
But definitely very supportive. So.
Good.
Yes.
You're fiery then.
Very.
Yeah. That's a good thing.
But that's why I've been able to make it this whole time. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. No, so. Scorpios are honestly some of my favorite people.
Mm-hmm.
The Scorpio women, honestly, I don't really know Scorpio men, but the Scorpio women, like,
they're
fuck
strong
with
and honest.
So hard. Right. Like, very honest.
Very, yes, very honest, very strong.
I appreciate the honesty. Mm-hmm. I appreciate the, like, hey, you know,
yes.
Don't do that. Or that's not a good look. Or,
yes.
Hey, like, let's think about this. And I'm like, oh, you know what? Yeah, you're right.
That's always for.
Yeah, I'm like, I feel like I'm Scorpio somewhere. Definitely, like, I don't know. I mean, I'm not, but. I don't know, maybe something, some moon or something, because
mm-hmm.
I mean,
what's your sign?
Capricorn.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So December, baby.
Yeah. December what?
30th.
Oh, okay. After Christmas.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. But I'm an only child, so I'm like, I need more than one present. Thank you.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Christmas is Christmas. My birthday's my birthday.
Yes. You're like, separate
yeah.
them.
Yes, for sure. Yeah. So what are you, or I let me ask this, because a lot of women that are business owners on it have this, I guess, potential conflict of either I have a family, how do I have a business and a family, or I want to start a family, how do I balance the two? So how are you balancing?
I'm not. No, I'm joking. Okay. It's a perfect struggle. No,
yes.
It's hard. It definitely is. I have missed out so much with my kids.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I have that. My daughter has that resentment with me right now.
Really?
Because I'm never around, but I have to work all the time. So it is hard, but I got into this relationship with my significant other. I met him the year that I opened the salon, and he has definitely showed me, like, the family value of a family, as far as, like, you know, putting time aside, turning off your phone, going out to eat, going to church. You know, we go to church and we take the kids with us, mm-hmm. and we go eat after. And I didn't do any of that. I'm like, I'm open 7 days a week. I work 7 days a week, day in, day night. Like, I'm gone in the morning. I don't get home tonight. So, and just shutting off, you have to just shut that off. And it's just something you learn as you go.
Yeah.
But that's also why I hired another employee, because she's there when I'm not able to take clients, or I'm going to be in leave with the baby.
Yeah. So how is that going to be? Is that something you're stressed out about? Or?
No, girl, because I'm only going to be gone 8 days.
Eight days?
It. I don't like 8 days.
Woman.
8 days. Like, that's all. So
just take the baby with you. Just, like, breastfeed while you're lashing.
No, it's I just plan on doing like 8 to 10 days.
Really?
Yes. There. Yes.
That's
I can't
wild.
Take off too much. Like, I would drive myself crazy, my kids crazy, and my significant other crazy.
I mean, I get that.
I feel like I'll drive them crazy.
I get that, but I don't know. I think because I was the same way.
Mm-hmm.
I was working at a hospital, and I was like, no, like, I'm, you know, I'm pop this baby out and be right back. And
I
no.
Yes, I can. And when you have businesses or. Like, I have a lot of things that I want to do. My significant other just started his own investment business.
Nice.
So just seeing everyone around you and they're doing their businesses, it's always like you want more, you want more, you want
for
more.
For sure, mm-hmm. for sure. But I think that's why it's important to be around like-minded people. So yes. like business minded, like-minded, like if yes. you're not on this train to success, then like I'm gonna leave you here.
Yes. Because, that's how, yes.
Yeah.
I love that he's like definitely doing that. It's just the investment obviously is something like the real estate investment is something that I feel like when you have a business like myself or yourself, you always want to put your money into something that's worth, that's going to be worth it in the long run.
Oh yeah.
So seeing him start his business and then he has his original business, it's like I feel like my mind's always 100 miles an hour because I want to do all this stuff.
Oh, 1,000%. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I literally am like, I will have to, I've learned to separate because I have multiple businesses of like, okay, I'm doing this right now. But then I'll get like ADD and I'm like, oh, but this would be good for them. And I'm like, no. Okay, focus. And then, you know, one take that head out. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's really hard. And then now having employees, like, what's that like? Because that's a whole nother beast.
It is. It's kind of scary, too, because you're investing your time mm-hmm. in all the training that I've done in the last couple years. I'm putting it into her. To build her up because she's freshly out of school. Mm-hmm. So it is scary because obviously they can just, you know, go. I know eventually she's going to go her own way, but just putting that time and effort. So she's a hustler. I feel like she's like a mini me. I can see a lot of her growing and eventually taking over the business because I want to do more next year and not give up the beauty industry, but more towards, you know, like the investing properties and things like that. And seeing my significant other again do like flipping houses and stuff like that, it just opens you a whole door to do new things in that field.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. And I mean for people that aren't aware, I guess like it's kind of a thing, like to become a millionaire you should have at least 6 streams of income.
Mm-hmm.
That means hustling in 6 different parts of your life. So yes. Whether that's, you know, investing or, you know, real estate or whatever, like you have to have businesses, you have to be growing, you have to be learning all the time. Like it's a hustle.
It is. And not just in mentally learning. There's a lot of classes that I want to take for mental growth, mm-hmm. A lot of events that I want to go to next year. I slow down a little bit just with the pregnancy and stuff.
Yeah.
But next year I definitely plan on hitting it hard and going to more growth events, learning more, just intaking more to have more direction on not making as many mistakes as I made with the salon.
Sure. Yeah.
There's a lot of mistakes that I made. Could have saved us a lot of money.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about any of those mistakes?
I mean, they're big mistakes all the way down to printing too much flyers, like,
yeah,
and how, you know, just the amount of money that we could be putting into something else. So, and then you working with my business partner, that's another relationship too. Mm-hmm. So that's a whole relationship. I feel like
it's true.
Mm-hmm, that was definitely a challenge too. But I definitely feel like we're yin and yang because when I don't complete something, she completes it and vice versa.
Good.
So
yeah, they always say like, you don't really know somebody till you live with them. But for me, I'm like, you don't really know somebody till you're in business with them.
Oh, yeah, you share a bank account and right. a debit card with them.
Yes. So, oh my God, that's wild.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like we definitely have grown a lot, but it has been rocky and it has definitely been challenges that me and her faced.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't want to I would never do a business with anyone like that tied.
Yeah.
It would be obviously in my relationship or myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it takes a lot of energy and stuff. It's a learning process, but she's amazing.
Yeah. So how did you find your business partner?
She did my lashes when I moved to San Antonio.
Okay.
Yeah, she was barely starting. She was doing mobile travels.
Nice.
And she had been in the industry for a long time, so she was already well known. She had a lot of clientele built up, and she came to me and she asked me if I wanted to be her business partner, and I was honored because a lot of people wanted to be her business partner. But she saw something in me. Like I said, it's also because when I talk with passion. I really do feel like I try to relate to you and I'm very honest with you. I'm not going to deliver something that I can't do.
Yeah.
So, and with her, we just hit it off. And when she asked me that, I definitely, I said yes. And we took off from there. And so her original name is Code Beauty and mine is Lash Effect. And the X is for collaboration. Mm-hmm. So we did CBXLA. Because we didn't want to give it up.
Yeah. And when we had talked about that, mm-hmm. I think last week, I said it and I still will say it, is that I love that because you work so hard to build your own thing, mm-hmm. that just because you partner with somebody doesn't mean you have to lose who you are.
Yeah.
So I think it's really important that you both recognize that, like, look, you know, we're both working our asses off. Let's collaborate, right? Yes. Which is just what it is, and take over.
Yes. So yeah, we love that. Yeah. Not everyone was too fond about the name CBXLA. They're like, you know, no one does names with letters and stuff like that. But when you hear CBXLA or we go to an event, it's very different and it's very rare. And now I feel like the events that we go to, people know the faces to expect. So yeah. CBXLA Beauty Lounge just stuck with us and it's growing. The team's growing.
Good.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what are some of the struggles you've run into, even like, let's say San Antonio, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it seems like you're doing very well, but everybody has struggles. So like, what are some of the things you ran into, and even on a personal level, of starting your business and you're like, shit, like if it wasn't a setback, it felt like a setback.
Well, I feel like my personal life has affected. When I moved to San Antonio, I met somebody and I got into a relationship with them, and girl, that relationship ate my soul.
No.
It was terrible.
You want to say his name? We can, like, where's he staying?
Girl, it's terrible. It ate my soul. Aww. When I say that, and I have no problem in saying the things and trials that I've went through, and it's because I love to people to see where I'm at and then know that you can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. And this man literally almost took my life.
No way.
Yeah, it was really bad. And I felt like that. And then coming from what I went through in Abilene was like, ugh, what more? There was a point where I was just on my knees, like, just because I've always had a struggles, a lot of big struggles in my life. And I always felt like those were setbacks.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm reaching and climbing this mountain. It's like, dang, am I ever going to get there?
Yeah.
So I feel like those were some huge setbacks. And then again, you look at your kids and you feel like you failed them. Mm. So just going through that and overcoming that, still building this launch, still trying to repair from all that is a lot. It was a lot. So I feel like my personal life took a lot out of me. And at the same time, even now, like even when you go through your own things, we all go through it at the salon. We're still there smiling. We're still there with the clients. And honestly, they're the ones who make our day better.
So like I said, where's he stay at?
Girl, I put a 10-year restraining order on him.
Oh my, 10 I'm years. So sorry that happened.
Yeah, it was crazy. I was like, ugh. And then everybody's like, I told you not to talk to anybody from San Antonio.
That, I mean, look, that's not true for the most part.
I was like, you know what? No, my significant other now, he's from San Antonio and they're like night and day. And he's amazing. Obviously, we have like, or we're not perfect, but a big, huge blessing. So good. I didn't want to have kids and I met him and I had this whole different value on family and my whole life just completely changed.
Yeah.
So.
But I'm so sorry you had to go through that. Yeah,
it was terrible. It takes a lot out of you. The domestic violence, I feel like, is a really big thing a lot of women go through. Mm-hmm. And I know people that have gone through it and they let it just eat them up. Mm-hmm. They let it, you know, when you go through trials like that, you can go right or left, right? And you can let it ruin your life, even with drug addictions, things like that. And for me, I try to just turn the other way and use that as good energy to build and grow.
Yeah.
No other way, just build and grow. And then I have, you know, friends and sisters and families that use it to, you know, drugs and things like that. And they lose their kids. And I'm the only one out of my family that has my kids.
Really? My
sisters. Mm-hmm. It's the only one. Everyone else has lost. All my nieces and nephews are all. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
I'm sorry to hear that. But I think, like, going back, you recognize that and you wanted to change that. And so you're making strides, not baby steps. You're like, I'm running. Like, I'm not doing hurdles. That. Yeah. diving, backflipping. Yeah.
Yes, you have to. No one's going to do it for you.
Absolutely. I agree.
I've hit rock bottom a million times. And I always remember just looking around like, dang, I'm there crying and no one, you know, like. No one's going to get you out of it but yourself, and you have to surround yourself, obviously, with a good support system. And the girls that I work with and my significant other are a good support system now. So,
yeah.
I mean, I'm ready.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ready to take over?
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. So kind of going back to like the being a mom, how do you deal with the mom guilt? Because I have it too.
Girl.
It's a struggle.
It is. And that it's, I used to drink a lot. Mm-hmm. Drinking does not help it. I would wake up with regret the next day. Mm-hmm. I hate that mom regret. But I had kids. I had my kids when I was 17.
Oh, you're so, a baby yourself. Yeah,
I was, I had two by the time I was 19. So my kids got this version of me that was a growing woman, a lost growing woman, you know. And then I was raised into a family where what I'm doing now didn't exist at all. It was a dream. Like, and I, every time I take a trip or travel somewhere, I always wish my sisters could see, like, there is another life than you just being in the closet and choosing that lifestyle you have. Like,
yeah,
I hate it, but I missed out on a lot with my kids. So the mom regret, I still till this day battle with that.
Yeah,
it's hard. I don't ever feel like it gets better.
Oh, great. That's perfect. Can't wait.
It's just, I mean, your kids get older, but now I feel like my daughter, like, just has this resentment with me. Like,
yeah,
you can tell. And I try to have a close relationship with her, but I made a lot of mistakes, being a mom, a lot. And every time I look at them, I'm like, dang, like, I failed you. But you can't let that eat you up, you know. I'm doing a lot for them now, and they got a good home. They're in good schools. They're in San Antonio, away from things that they shouldn't see and do and or go through. And it's just me and them and my significant other and his daughter. And, I mean, that's pretty much it. And the girls I work with, like, that's my family.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Your chosen family.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They've done more for me than my actual family. So San Antonio is definitely where I was meant to be. And I know that when my daughter gets older, they're going to see that. You know, she's going to come to realization and see that it was all good for her. It benefited her.
Yeah. I think it's hard because teenagers are just hard in general.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, my son barely talks to me.
How old is he?
He'll be 15.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm like, hey, like, how was your day? And he's like, good.
Maybe it's just a teen thing.
I think so, because I'm like, oh, like, what'd you learn? Nothing. All right, so school's good? Yep.
Yes.
All right, son, I'll see you at dinner. Like, I don't, right? I'm like, I literally have to go to his room and sit on his bed, and I'm like, we're talking. What's up?
You know? I do too with my daughter. And she's like, gosh, mom, like, I don't know. But with this one that I'm able to start all over, I'm definitely a lot wiser, and there's a lot of things that I'm going to take, you know, do different as a parent that I didn't get to do with my kids.
Yeah.
So
that's, I think, something to look forward to. You literally get to start over, but in the best way possible. Now you're a better version of yourself for that baby.
So much I would do different.
Yeah. And you're going to do it different. You know what I mean?
Kids survived. I really don't. Like, you look back and you're like, dang.
Yeah.
I dropped you.
Yeah. You're fine.
Girl, I don't know how they survived. It's terrible.
Yeah. But you did it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure they're great kids.
Oh, they're. It's just. You pray because you're like, dang, how was I blessed with such amazing kids?
Mm-hmm.
Or being the way that I am.
Yeah. No, I get it. I mean, I think it's hard. Like, we all make mistakes as parents. Like, there's no handbook. And even if there were, every child is so different. Mm-hmm. There's no way to predict, you know, what works for one won't work for another. Yeah, won't work for another. You know, like, it's just how it is.
It's hard. When my mom passed away too, I was like, dang. And I don't have a grandma, like, her parents and them don't talk to me. So I saved her number for a long time on my phone. Aww. And when I went through things with my daughter, I would cry, like, dang, like, where do you look for guidance when you're raising your kids? Yeah. Like, the age that they were at and growing into, like, what do you do? Like, how do you talk about some of the things that they have questions about? And my daughter had a breakdown not too long ago because she just started. She's going through a mental health she just started her journey, actually. She's been having it for a while, but as a parent, you always hear you don't want to put your kids on medications because it's hard to take them back off. So I did prolong it for a really long time. And being what I went through, I don't have sympathy for a lot of people and things, because it's all the mindset. It's all a mindset. You can defeat, I feel like you can defeat drug addictions. You can defeat alcohol. You can defeat a lot of things in life. It's all about how you intake it and your mindset. And so I feel like that's how I've overcome a lot of things. So I've always tried to challenge her with that.
Yeah.
And I feel like it backfired on me because now she's having to take her medication. So.
Yeah. So I agree to an extent.
Yeah.
Because it also takes being self-aware and, you know, being emotionally intelligent and going through those things. Like, I've been through a lot. And so through that and through processing my trauma and going to school and literally getting my degree, my doctorate degree is in mental health. And so now I have all of the tools to recognize and like quickly process and get through stuff. A lot of people don't have those tools. And so because of that, like you were like, no, fuck this. Like I'm going to be better, do better. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people don't have that or they don't have the support system. And so they stay in it. And it's hard to see because I have friends and family and stuff that are just in it. And I'm like, I can't, like, I want to help you, but
you want to pull them your
way.
Yeah,
but I can only help as much as somebody will allow.
Mm-hmm.
And so after that, I'm just like, I love you and I'm here for you, but you need to figure this out on your own.
Yes.
And some people do and some people never do, unfortunately.
That's where, I guess that's where it goes back to just having to, that's why I completely shutted my family off.
Yeah.
Back home. I don't, and it's sad. My sisters will reach out to me. They'll ask me for $3, $2, I swear.
Yeah.
And I'm just, I don't. And they send me this ugly message just on like how you think you're so much better because you moved to San Antonio and, you know, you forgot who you really were and this and that. And it's just like, no, I don't feel sorry for you. You have two legs and two arms. There's no reason why you cannot work. Yep. You were raised the same way that I was raised. There's no reason why you can't get the things that you need.
Yeah.
My focus is my two kids and my family and what I have going on right now. That's my focus. I put too much energy into things like that had held me back.
Yeah.
A lot of toxic. So now it's, you know, what my daughter's going through, I'm still learning too, but just trying to take this journey with her.
Yeah.
I definitely feel like depression and bipolar disorder and all that stuff is hereditary.
It is.
So when I see some of the signs she has, I'm like, dang, she's gonna be like my sister.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I can't stand my sister.
Oh no.
Well, yeah. Like, damn.
Yeah.
Is that my karma?
Yeah.
She's,
I mean,
amazing.
But it's good though that you know, like you said, you fought it, but now you're like, all right, fine, like it's time.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get you the meds. We'll, you know, we'll get you stabilized, and that's just what it takes. That's what she's gonna need, you know.
Yes.
So, but you know, good for you for finally.
But there's no handbook, like you said.
No, absolutely not. I wish there was, because so sometimes I'll just sit there and I'm like, what am I doing? Like, how do I get through this? And am I doing the right thing? Am I not doing the right thing? And somebody told me one time, they're like, if you're questioning yourself as a parent, then that means you're doing a good job. Because it's when you stop questioning yourself and you're like, oh no, I'm the best parent.
You don't care.
Yeah. It's the same if like, oh no, I don't need to grow anymore. I'm good. I don't need to learn anymore. I'm good. It's the same thing. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, so questioning myself is okay, because I do it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Yes. I think that's a big challenge that a lot of business owners, like you said, is balancing between, especially if you're a mom and you've always been the main provider with your kids. It's like, your kids, your work, your relationships.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty good about communicating, because I believe in autonomy for kids. So because they didn't ask to be here, I brought them here.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so my kids, when they're like, why? When they're little, you know, like, well, why this? And I'm like, well, instead of being like, because I said so, I'm like, well, this is why. And I'll explain it. I don't mind explaining it, but I'm not going to keep explaining it. Right. So and I communicate too, like, hey, mommy's leaving. I have to go do an interview. I have to go do an event. I have to go whatever. And so now they're understanding and they're like, okay. Or I've also taken them with me and they're bored out of their mind.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, when are we leaving? And I'm like, this is what I do all the time. This is why I tell you, like, y'all go ahead, stay here with grandma, or go, you know, stay with dad or whatever, because I have to work. This is
so
work.
Now that they're getting older, they see.
Yeah. The older ones, my little one, she's still like, can I go with you? And I'm like, no. Sorry.
Aww.
That and I don't ever like show my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm very careful, like, and everywhere I go there's somebody filming content or whatever, so I'm like,
oh,
not my kids.
Yeah.
Very protective.
That's good. Yeah, you definitely have to be.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard.
It is hard.
It's hard. Because you want them to see, like, what you do. But then also, like, I don't know, like, keep that separate of, like, home life and business. Well,
especially
life.
You. Like, if they're recording and things like that, that's yeah. different. My kids hate going with me to work. Like, they don't want to see me lashing or doing eyebrows.
But I think it's good for them to see, you know, like, you've taken them, you know. I'm sure mm-hmm. you've had to. And they're like, ugh. Like, yes. Yeah, this is what mom does. All day, every day.
But when they go to the big events, because this past March, we do cosmetic teeth whitening there. And Heather, her name is Heather, and she does teeth whitening. And her business is Queen of Mouth. And she hosted the Barber and Beauty Expo this year. And so it was pretty nice. Big, obviously. And me and my business partner, Cece, were able to be the beauty judges there nice. For the girls. So it was amazing. But my kids were there. My significant other was there. They wore our shirts. And just for them to see mm-hmm. when they go to big events like that, my kids, I can tell that they're so proud of me. And that right there is so priceless. It's worth of everything that you sacrifice being at work late and the networking, the events, the promoting, like it's a lot.
It's nonstop. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was like when I won Queen for like mm-hmm. for the Riverwalk, and my kids were there in the stands.
Aww.
And my middle son, he got his little phone and he was trying to record and he's like shaking. Aww. He's like, mommy, I was so nervous because I didn't know if you were going to win, but I knew you were going to win. And he's like, I was waiting for them to like say like who was going to be princess. And then all my friends started screaming. So my kids are like, oh, wait. OK, so she won. And yeah,
to see them.
Yeah.
Proud of you. Yeah. To see, you know, that they get to see the sacrifices or what you're doing. You're not out doing anything else. You're not, right. you know, making mistakes, you know. You're doing what you need to build your family and grow in your business. So
yeah, it was. Yeah. So like for me, it's like my daughter, like when she sees me like in parades and stuff and she's just like you said, it's like this like beaming. Yes. I'm like, this is why.
The one
this
time is why that I they do actually it. Have that glow
yeah.
on their face.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, oh, yes.
Yeah.
I love that, too. That's definitely motivation to keep going.
No, for sure.
But my daughter wants nothing to do with the beauty industry.
Maybe now.
She's like an all black goth like emo.
Look, I had a goth emo lash artist one time.
Yeah, I mean, I would love yeah. for her. To, I'm like, you can dress however you want and be whoever you want.
Yeah.
But she just does not want to do anything with the beauty industry.
Hmm. It's like rebellion.
So, I guess so.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
But how old is she?
She's 16.
Okay, yeah. That's
yeah. And she just got her first job at SeaWorld, so I'm very proud of her. But I'm just like, you know what? They're going to have you working. It's going to be hot. You see me sitting here at the AC lashing.
Yeah.
Okay, if you want to go to SeaWorld, go to SeaWorld.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Awesome. Mm-hmm. What got you into lashing?
Just my business partner. Yes.
Yeah.
Seeing the clients that she was taking in and the amount of money that is made. Like you said, I feel like the beauty industry definitely is booming. Mm-hmm. But I do feel like at every corner there is like a brow artist, a hair salon, lash artist. But you have to find what separates you from those other lash artists because it's been a continuous income that I've been able to be successful at doing and build what I've been able to do just with lashing. Lashing has been my main income since 2019.
Yeah.
And before I was in the dental field. So
really?
It's crazy. I just dipped out and just did the lashing. So
yeah.
People and the lashing. And the girls, it's like your nails. They constantly want to keep coming in and getting it done.
Like my nails, my lashes.
Yes, like you can't go without it. It's an addiction.
No, it is.
It's been like huge in the salon. So it's been good.
Yeah,
it's
I need to get with you because I got to touch up my brows.
I was looking at your eyebrows earlier. Oh. I was like, oh yes, I need to touch up my brows.
Oh, thank you. I mean, wait, is that a good thing or
now,
bad thing?
No, it's not a bad thing. Like now, I'm like always looking at eyebrows. Like, yeah. Oh, I wonder if she'll let me touch them up.
Please, yeah. Yes. I think because how often are you supposed to go? Like once a year, right?
For everyone's touch-ups? Different. It depends how you take care of them at home, or, yeah. You know, things like that. But I do clients that come back every 1 to 5 years. There's some I haven't seen in 3 years. Their eyebrows look great.
Yeah, so, I think it's been 3 years for me.
Yeah, so I mean, you could do it now and then whenever you're ready. A couple years down, but yeah. I literally have been waking up with people sending me brow photos of. Doing because they're wanting to do corrections and their brows are crazy. Everyone has their brow journey. This lady had this big red line just right across her brows. And
oh,
I was
no.
like, yeah.
Y'all, sorry, just, I can't fix that.
I'm like,
yeah.
Ooh. I can do the other red line.
Yeah. I can match them. Yeah.
But everyone's just been sending me their brow photos like in the morning. It's crazy.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm.
Everyone has their own journey and stuff with it. So
I'll definitely go with you because I want to touch them up.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any suggestions for people out there that maybe are moving here, thinking about moving here, or kind of following in your footsteps, or like, or wanting to start a business? Like, any advice for them?
One thing I love about San Antonio is very family oriented.
Yes.
It was between San Antonio and Dallas.
Oh, so glad you chose here.
Yes. If you're looking to move to San Antonio, I definitely feel like I've gotten more support in San Antonio than I have ever in my entire life, and I hear a lot of women say that too. And that's a big with taking your business.
Yeah,
is you definitely want to have that support. Any events that we've went to, it's been genuine support. We're like, we go and we leave flyers. We on our breaks or downtime, we'll go and we'll go everywhere, girl, to leave flyers and represent our business and get our name out there. And everyone has just been so supportive. So, I mean, definitely just focus on surrounding yourself with a good support system, finding you a good team, or even if it's just you, going to all the networking events, meeting people, getting your name out there, reaching out. Don't be scared to be told no. That's one thing. Like, I'm not scared to be told no. I'll ask you anything. If you tell me no, that's fine. I'll find another way or another answer. But
absolutely,
yes, like that's definitely how the business has been successful so far.
Yeah, no, I'm the same way. Like, I've been told no. I've been doing this for almost 4 years.
I hate being told no.
I fucking hate it. I really
World
do.
World three.
Yeah, I really hate it. But I've come to realize, like you said, like that's why you could tell me no, but this person will tell me yes.
Yes.
Or, you know, and I brought it up on my last podcast, or like last, but, you know, if somebody tells me no, I want to know why.
Oh,
like, I'll put you on the spot, and not to be ugly, but like, okay, I will accept your no. Can you tell me why you said no?
I'm going to start doing that.
Right?
Why can't I leave my flyers here?
Right? No, seriously. And sometimes people have good answers, and sometimes they don't. And if they don't, like, okay, so is it a yes then, or is it still a no? Because if you can't give me a good answer, then, you know.
The people that say yes, the genuine people I feel like that supported my business, is because either they have their own business and they know the trials that you face. And I love to hear I love meeting new people. I love hearing their trials that they went through to be successful or reach where they're at right now and then where they're going.
Yeah.
And everyone has a story to tell. So
everybody.
Yes. So I feel like the biggest support came from a lot of people that have their own businesses or that have faced a lot of trials growing.
It's true.
Or that want the energy reciprocated. Like, can you put out my flyers? Can you promote my business in this way? And I do. We try to support everyone's business.
Yeah.
And they genuinely support us back.
And that will take you to places that you never thought. If you're just like, oh, like you could be the best of the best. But if you're not showing love, they will absolutely. And this has happened even within like my friends or like my circle. People are like, nah, like they don't fuck with me. So why am I going to fuck with them? And I'm
exactly.
like, be nice. Yes. I'm like, maybe it's for a reason, you know, maybe they're busy or whatever. But people are very quick to be like, no.
Yes.
You don't show support to me, I'm not showing support to you.
Yes, I definitely have learned that too. But since day one, since we opened up CBXLA, just because of the way we opened it and our journey, we've always been supportive with, if anything, I feel like we've also got ran over me and my business partner because we over have supported and not received it back. But at the end of the day, it's like, hey, like we still have genuine hearts. Like we know where we want to go. Like let's just stick to our vision. And, but I have felt like, oh dang, you know, like we've got taken advantage of somewhat ways or whatever.
And same.
Yes.
And unfortunately, that's also what's just gonna happen. So if you have a business, you're wanting to start a business, if you haven't run into it yet, it's gonna happen. You're gonna pour into people that don't pour into you.
Yes.
And you're gonna invest in people that don't invest in you. And it's shitty, but
that's where you have to just redirect your energy, where you just have to redirect it into the people. Like I said, we went to certain events that we have been to, and there's some that we'll go back to over and over.
Yeah.
And then some were just like, oh, you know, it's just, this isn't for us. So we won't continue to go to like that certain event or.
Yeah.
So.
No, same. Yeah. Cool. So how do people find you?
So CBXLA Beauty Lounge on Instagram, or Lash Effect on Instagram as well, and we're on Facebook. Once you log on to, or once you follow us on CBXLA Beauty Lounge, it does show the six individual artists that work there and their handle names. So please show love and support and follow them. So I'm very honored. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity just to share your business journey. And if you're coming to San Antonio and you want to start a business, I definitely think San Antonio is a place where you can grow and just stick with your vision.
Yeah, for sure. And anything that you have coming up, and this goes for any business out there, so long as it fits like my brand kind of, you know, I'm more than happy to share it. So just tag me in it, send it to me, and I will share it.
Yes, I was mentioning earlier my significant other started his business with the investing in property, the Conquest Capital Investment. So I definitely am going to be sharing that with you as well.
Yeah.
Just if anybody's like wanting to flip their house or looking to sell and stuff like that, that's just a future, another future career that he's headed to, and definitely something I want to get more into as well.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah. I've run into people that I'm like, hey, could you like help me with this or help me with that? And they're like, So I'm like, no, like, no. If you tag me in it, I'm gonna share it.
Yes, I love that. And the same goes for me, too, because I do run into a lot of women and a lot of military people that move to San Antonio and they're looking for they're looking for homes or whatever the reason is. So I love for people to tag and share as well. CBXLA has always been a good support and sharing other people's businesses as well.
I love that.
Or feel free to drop off flyers at the salon or come by.
There you go.
And they have a great specials.
There you go.
Can't say no to beauty.
You literally can't. Yeah. All right. Cool. Well, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate your time. Appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. All right, guys. Make sure that you like, share, do all of that support to support local businesses always. Local women always. And media for housing again and producing, and to check that for other Latina parts around the world. So thank you, and I will see you next time.
Thank you.
Bye.